Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here, and my next guest is the Senior Community Relations Director over at Morning Point Foundation. Her name is Kristen Weitz. Kristen, welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are super excited to team up with Morning Point Foundation for the 6th annual Seniors Got Talent Show.
We are so stoked.
Now, I had the privilege last year of being able to host the event.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got wind of this whole thing. It was amazing event. Great community participation. The people just absolutely love it. And of course, all in the name of Morning Point over at the Silverdale Center Creekside Theater. It's going to be July 31st this year at 7 o'clock. But the real reason that you're here to talk about that, because we're going to be telling people about that for a while.
Of course.
Auditions
are
open
for
this. So before we dive in, actually, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let's talk about real quick what Morning Point Foundation is, just in case somebody hasn't heard of you guys.
Yeah, so the Morning Point Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Morning Point Senior Living, mm-hmm. which is locally owned and operated out of Ooltewah, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We are a senior living organization that provides services for those needing assisted living or memory care. But the foundation is a super cool part of Morning Point, where we raise scholarship funds for students who are wanting to further their career or start their career in senior care.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a wonderful cause to get behind, and you'll be able to learn more information. We'll put up a link on our website at hits96.com, but of course you can go to morningpointfoundation.com too, and that's where you're going to get the details about Seniors Got Talent. And as we mentioned, we're looking for seniors 60 plus
Correct.
When it comes to age. And then there's a cash prize up for grabs for these.
Yes!
And it's really... the coolest part about this competition, it's not just all singing or dancing. It's a little bit of everything.
Yes, we have such a variety. I mean, last year we had dancers that came up all the way from Florida to previous competitions where we had a belly dancer, 70 years old.
Incredible.
Who's now on the big stage of America's Got Talent.
Right. Yes, I was going to mention that. So, of course, we're in the heat of the season, America's Got Talent, 20th season catching up now.
Yeah.
And it's just started out this week and people are very excited about that. And yeah, two former contestants from the Knoxville area have actually gone from Seniors Got Talent to the big stage, America's Got Talent. It's kind of a nice little feather to put in your guys' cap.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So it's just, you know, allowing seniors that to feel like a star for a night, but then like to be able to take it to another platform. It's just opening doors for so many.
It was so amazing last year to be able to talk to a lot of the contestants that performed. And of course, they were a little nervous and everybody was a little anxious at times. But after it was all over, they said it was the most fun they've ever had in their entire lives. I mean, some of them really just really basked in the glory of it all.
Amazing.
And it was well deserved. Yes. So there's a $1,000 cash prize for first place, $500 for second, $250 for third.
Correct.
Excellent. And of course, people can purchase tickets on the website now at Morning Point Foundation, July 31st. But really, we want to try to talk about the seniors in our lives and entice them a little bit
Absolutely.
To sign up. Now, what does that process look like, that audition process?
Great. Yes. So there's two ways that you can actually audition for the show. So from now to the 20th, of July, you can actually audition online by submitting a tape to Morning Point Foundation /events/Seniors Got Talent, or you can try out at one of our five locations that are hosting auditions in the Chattanooga area. And if you don't know which site you want to try out at, just go on the morningpointfoundation.com website and pick your location.
Yeah, you guys made it nice nice and clickable and easy to find and navigate. So it's real simple. And there's, like you said, a bunch of locations that are holding these auditions. So if you want to go for the in-person experience, or some might say, a video will suffice.
Yes, both ways will work great. I will tell you, it's a lot of fun when folks come in person because they get a little bit of that experience of what it's like to be performing in front of an audience, because a lot of times they host it during a family night. So great audience.
Awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. And it's such a, what I loved about it, it's such a community atmosphere. We touched on that a little bit. It's kind of, obviously it's a big deal. It's a talent show, but it's really low key and positive. It's a positive experience for all. And like I said, the nerves are up and people are trying to get everything focused. But at the end of the day, we're doing it for a great cause, which is Morning Point. And I think it's just, it's a one-of-a-kind event. So many events in Chattanooga, as you know, always happening. But this is definitely one that kind of sets apart from the rest.
And it's just something you can't replicate.
No,
Just the talent on stage and then the ability to give back to such a great foundation doing such great work is so awesome.
Yes, and participating while you're there, too, because there's the fan voting contest, too, for
People's Choice. Yes, and that's
so
another
great
way that we're giving back to the foundation. So not only is there a panel of judges, but you can actually vote on the person you wish would be, top choice by, it's a dollar per vote, and all of the proceeds go towards the foundation.
Right, and that is always the fun the fun moment too, to kind of announce the People's Choice Award. The judges do a great job. But yeah, last year, Brian Skinner ended up winning that one, and I'll never forget the performance.
And it was totally like a drum roll moment too.
It was. It was very, very cool. No, we had an absolute blast. And some of the highlights too, I know, are posted up from last year, just to give you a little bit of a taste on what you can expect on the 31st of July on the website, Morning Point Foundation. And again, we'll throw it up on our website too. Kristen, thank you so much for coming in, telling
thank
us all
you
about
for
this.
Having me.
We are super excited. We're going to continue to tell everybody to make sure that they let them know the seniors in their life, if they have a talent, no matter what it is, too. We've talked about that.
Yep.
It could be comedy, dancing, singing,
really,
magic.
I mean, anything you can think of. So I keep telling people, talent truly has no age limit.
Yes, it's very true. And this is living proof of that. The 6th annual Seniors Got Talent. Again, July 31st, it all goes down. But if you know a senior and you want them to participate, let them know. Send them the link, morningpointfoundation.com. And again, all those details at hits96.com. Kristen, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's Hits 96.